This is Wisdom from the Wardrobe, brought to you by Michael Bruce Image Consulting.
It's that time. It's Wisdom from the Wardrobe. Is everyone ready for their shot in the arm of style fun this week?
Woo-hoo!
I don't know. For some reason, the way you say it's that time sounds vaguely threatening.
It's not meant to. Let me introduce you to your fabulous style team before we get underway with our conversation of the week. First up, we have the Baron of Bouge himself, Bruce.
Well, hello, everyone.
Oh, look at that. A little bit demure. Scary. Last week was very like, yo, yo, yo.
See, the Baron likes to change things up a little bit. I'll tell you about the Baron later.
We never know what we're going to get. Next up, we have sensational Stacey, our spin sister.
Hey, everybody. I missed you all last week.
And we missed you too.
We missed you too. Yep.
Thanks.
And then we have beautiful Beck with our bylines.
Are you going to say hello. Hi?
Oh.
We also have in the house our...
this could be...
It's going to be Beck's week for the tech issues. Let's
Absolutely.
Move on.
We'll just move on.
All right. Then we have our awesome engineer, Eric.
Yo, yo, yo.
There you go. Bring your E. Bring your E. What?
And of course, we can't forget about the lovely, sometimes punchy, when we annoy her, Lady P.
I got punched on Saturday, by the way. I did get punched on Saturday.
What'd you say?
I got punched on Saturday.
Oh, see?
Okay.
By her?
We were working with a client. I was walking in and she just punched me right.
Maybe it was a fist pump.
It was a fist pump, right?
It was a ladylike fist pump.
It was.
Let's go with that. Okay.
I was doing something that was annoying her, I'm sure. Oh, I know. I was moving her stuff. She doesn't like that.
Do not move her stuff. Gosh. All right.
Yes, what you should know about me is
I moved my cheese. You've heard of that?
Exactly.
He has a habit. You know, I'm very organized. I like things laid out a certain way when I'm helping clients, and he likes to come along and move things.
I like it random.
Irritates me.
Oh my gosh.
Well, when I'm doing the work, you leave my stuff alone.
Yep. If not, I get punched.
Right.
Uh-huh. All right. Let's move on from this conversation. Beck, what do you have for us for in the news this week?
So in the news is going to be something that's going to make Lady P very happy, and that is that wearing high heels could, in fact, be good for you.
Yay!
Basically, there was a small study. No, it is a small study, but what they found
it's
that...
It's a kitten heel-sized study?
Kittens.
Sorry.
No, it actually was men... Okay. It was men and women who were part of this study, and they put them in a wedge heel. It had to be a 14% angle. So it basically translates to a 2.5-3-inch... wedge, not, you know, not a stiletto, mm-hmm. anything like, you know. And what they found is that even after they wore the heels and they put flats on, they were way more efficient walkers. And what it is it actually makes your calves, mm-hmm. your calf muscles shorter, and it tightens your Achilles. And it makes you, it's, they say that it's potentially going to help people with mobility issues. And you know, it made me think of like ancient Romans. They used to march in, you know, sandals with like a block heel on
Absolutely.
It.
Absolutely.
You know, when you think of. Yep. So anyway, you know, this is really interesting, but.
Look at her smile.
I know. So
listeners,
happy right now.
You
so
can't
Beck, that
see
means
it?
You're going to be throwing on some heels? Well, you're a wedge gal, though.
I do wear a wedge. I mean, I am a wedge heel gal because that's kind of, you know, that's more stable and.
Mm-hmm. Stable. She's gonna fall.
Well, on like on a little stiletto, my God, some of those shoes Pamela wears? Heck no. Not wearing those.
But so, interesting. So you said that the study was done on men?
Yeah, there were men who were part of the study. Now it's interesting
okay,
because
Bruce.
some of the men dropped out because they felt that their, you know, they actually said specifically their toes felt squished. So you know, it ended up, it's a very small
Preach.
Study, but what's interesting is that it was more male than female in the end. Mm. So, yeah.
Oh, very interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting.
And they did say that they recruited heel virgins for the study. They were looking for men and women who almost never wore high heels.
So it wasn't like
you and I
men in
totally
drag.
Qualify.
Yeah, it wasn't like men in drag.
Right.
It was.
Right.
They never wear heels.
Right. Interesting. Huh. Mm-hmm. All right. Mm-hmm. I mean, it sort of makes sense. It's like when you're, I mean, we talk about this with clients, especially when we do professional seminars. When you are dressed a certain way, mm-hmm. it impacts how you present yourself, your posture, like, you know, your whole being.
There you go.
I still maintain, put me in a pair of flats and I get a headache.
Well, you did get a headache on Saturday because you were wearing flats.
Well, you annoyed her. You moved her stuff.
No, well, there it was because she was wearing flat sneakers.
Oh, okay. Well.
Yeah, so not with a sneaker, but with like a ballet flat or something like that, because I'm a bit of a, you know, I kind of stomp a little bit. So when I don't have that extra, it just, I get a headache. I'm sorry. I know they all laugh at me. They think I'm weird, but I'm a stomper. But anyway, but I will maintain that heel actually helps me. You know, you talk about the calf muscle and the Achilles tendon. When I stopped wearing heels for a little while and was doing more running, I ended up with plantar fasciitis, and I maintain it was because I wasn't stretching out all of those tendons and whatnot walking around in the heels. So that's my excuse and I'm sticking to it.
I love it. Who's the spin doctor today?
Well, they also said that once they took people who normally wear heels out of them, and they, and I'm not exaggerating, they use the word thwack. They say when you walk in flats or barefoot and you normally wear heels, you have more of a thwacking walk. And I was like, oh, is thwacking a technical term?
Oh,
hence
my
the headache.
It's the headache. Hence the headache.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
She's got a thwacking headache.
Absolutely. Yeah. She has a thwacking headache.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Well, that's kind of made my day. And we go downhill from here.
All right. Uh-huh.
Eric's looking at us like, what are you talking about? Eric, high heels. What do you think, bro? Little stiletto, or, you know?
It, not for me.
Not even like a hidden wedge in a pair of sneakers?
I know,
sneakers?
A little hidden. Yeah, a little wedge in the sneak. What do you think?
Well, am I the governor of Florida? I'm...
You know what? I'd like it if you were. Will you run?
No.
No, that's funny.
Anyway, what are we actually talking about today?
What are we actually talking about?
Since we don't really dabble in politics ever.
Beck's got one more thing to say.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, one more thing. They actually said that for after a training run, rather than slipping on a pair of Crocs, you should slip on a pair of heels. So there you go.
So, Beck,
that's what I've been saying for years.
No Birkenstocks allowed for you anymore.
Yeah, that's so not happening. Birks are my jam, so, you know.
Mm-hmm. Her toe jam.
Her toe jam.
Sorry. So, gross.
I don't even know if I want to stay on the show today. I'm just like, weird.
Yep. What are we talking about
today? It's essential you stay on the show today.
It is essential. Absolutely.
It is essential because today we are going to talk about what our five essentials are for spring and summer when it comes to our wardrobe. And I have to admit, I did send this out to the team over the weekend, and I've sat and I've thought about it. And I couldn't come up with only five.
Yeah,
five's
me neither.
Hard.
I'm the same
as
way.
As in, there are more things, but like if we can break it down to what are five, if we have a few extras, then you know, maybe we can impart some of that wisdom onto our audience and kind of, you know, what are those things that if you don't have them in your closet, maybe it's something you should consider to make dressing a breeze in the warmer weather.
There you go.
Wow. But are we going to start
really
now or
break?
Take a break?
Let's take a break.
Let's take a
quick break.
It's essential. All right. Keep listening to Wisdom from the Wardrobe with the Michael Bruce Image and Interior Team. We'll be right back.
Do you feel like you're stuck in a style rut? If so, take the first step on your journey and go to MichaelBruceImageConsulting.com. Fill out their simple personal style assessment and schedule a complimentary, no obligation, 20-minute style consultation. Let the experts help you gain some perspective on your style challenges.
I'm not famous or connected or an influencer. I'm Stacey Heller of Stacey Connects, and I love to talk with strangers, friends, and family. So I started a podcast about making connections through conversation, asking questions instead of making assumptions, and addressing the elephant in any room. I also often go on tangents that beg the question, where is she going with this? Stacey Connects is meant to be enlightening and entertaining, or as I like to call it, edutainment. Listen, enjoy, and subscribe to Stacey Connects wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts. Oh, gosh. Welcome back to Wisdom from the Wardrobe. Okay, so I was writing down my essentials, and I was like, hey, don't look at my piece of paper. And my first item I put to throw him off, but it is actually my first essential. But he started to laugh. So rude.
I can't wait to find out what it is.
It's actually all essential, right. And Beck, you may be able to pick up on this one too.
Okay. So. All right. So the reason behind the show is, you know, we hear a lot of times, you know, about capsule wardrobes and this 333, mm-hmm. and, you know, it can be a little confusing. So what are the couple of the things that we feel as image consultants and stylists are essential to have in our wardrobe? And everybody's going to be different based on kind of whether they're a more casual person or whether they're more dressy. But some of the, you know, some of the things that can bridge the gap between both of those ideas. All right. So, yeah.
So here's one first? For me.
Okay.
And so everyone's got to put it on because I don't have it and I need it. So, gals.
Do you want to remind everyone that your birthday is in July?
Well, I want it way before July.
Oh, okay.
So, it's the PNW.
Yes, it is.
It's not like rainbows and sunshine and warm all the time.
It is rainbows, though. Well, we have a lot of rainbows.
We have a lot of rainbows because we have a lot of rain.
Yes.
Rain.
I need a new jacket, outerwear piece, lightweight for spring. And I want something in color.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
I have just the thing.
I'm sure you do. So,
that's your essential.
Yeah, but
you
I don't want it like
it.
A trench. I want it a little bit shorter, anorak style or something, you know, 3/4 car coat length. I think because I could wear it with more things.
So that's,
whether I'm wearing a suit.
That's what you want. Is that what you feel is an
that
essential?
That is an essential for, well, I think essentials, and Pamela had this conversation about essentials, and she just said it as well. Essentials are based on kind of your lifestyle or what you're doing. You know, like every song is like, oh, here's the 5 must-haves for spring. And I'm like, well, what if I don't do that? You know, so I think that's really important. So one of the essentials for me is having, and you know how much I love getting my clothes wet. So essentially, I need a raincoat, a rain
he
jacket.
He needs a bubble.
Yeah, when you say color, though, what color are you talking about?
I want a color. I want something fun. I want green.
Like
I want
what?
Bright
yellow?
Red. I would do like a cool orange or yellow. I don't want any tan. I don't want any cream. I want something shocking.
Whoa. Ooh. Challenge accepted.
Like something kind of like
hey, listeners, fun. You know what you should do? You should actually send us a DM through our Instagram, mm-hmm. which is Michael Bruce IC, and like screenshot some pictures or like send us links of what you think that Bruce should wear.
Yeah.
There you go.
But I think a cool outerwear piece color would be essential for me for the season.
All right.
There you go.
All right.
That's my first.
That's your first. So why don't you run through your list of 5 or however many you got that you feel are essentials for not just you, but for other people to have in their closets for spring, summer. We'll let you take on the guys.
All right. We'll stick on the guys. So
I have my own list for guys too, but let's see what you have to say.
Mm-hmm. So let's go bottom to top. So new kick. Like for me, I think every season you got to have a lighter shoe of some sort for the season. For me, my whole thing right now is when you think about the new season, it's about lightening up, lighter shoe, a lighter color bottom. So you don't have to wear, you know, everybody's like, oh, I wear jeans. I know. But if you're wearing like a medium wash jean all year round, maybe consider a lighter wash jean or a colored bottom of some sort, you know, whether it be stone, you know, a soft gray, light olive, but something a little bit different. It kind of changes things up a little bit.
All right.
I would say knitwear, I think, is really important in the spring, summer, instead of always doing button-ups. Some type of knit, whether it's a polo knit, a Henley knit, V-neck, something like that. Dressier T-shirts, I think, are super important for essentials, where the fabrication's a little bit nicer. It's easier just to throw it on if you want to put a jacket on or just even just dress up a pair of pants.
Okay.
Or jeans. Essential for me is a new blazer, sport coat of some sort.
Okay.
It doesn't have not have to be a lot of money. And then, of course, you got my outerwear piece. I think that's really important.
Okay.
So those
all
are,
right.
like, to me, good 5 essentials.
Okay. So I'm going to add on to that then for the men in general. So I think, as you know, yeah, we live in the PNW and it's not always warm, but mm-hmm. we do get nice weather here. And if you look around, a lot of people do wear shorts, some yeah. people year round. Mm-hmm. So I think a really good essential for the guys is a really nicely cut tech fabric short. Mm-hmm. So there's a couple of brands that I really like, but you know, one that's depending on your height, if you're over, you know, if you're, I don't know, 5'11" and higher, a 9-inch inseam on a short, I think, is a really good length for most people.
Yeah.
But if you can find one in a nicer lightweight fabric that's a bit breathable, I think it's a great piece to have in the closet for spring and summer. And if you're not somebody that gets cold in the winter, you can wear it then too. But so Travis Matthews, I think, is a brand that I personally really like because there's lots of stretch in that. You can dress those shorts up and you can dress them down. So, mm-hmm. and some people would even kind of wear them in the water because they dry very quickly because they're very lightweight. So
I have a question.
Yeah.
Sorry to interrupt you. I'm asking mm-hmm. for a friend. Let's okay. say my friend is like five and a half, six.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
What inseam should he wear?
7 or 8.
7 or 8.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so the 8s are a little bit more challenging to come by. It usually goes 7, 9, and then 11, I think it is.
Right.
But there are that brand that I just mentioned, they actually do have a couple that are an 8-inch inseam. So if you want to bridge the gap between the 7 and the 9, obviously 8 makes sense. But so I think a good quality short that you can wear from kind of May through September is a great option, one that you can dress up or dress down. And a lot of people go for the cotton twill. Sometimes that can be a little casual. So if you're somebody that doesn't want more than one or two pairs of shorts, I would go with a slightly dressier one that you can dress down with a simple t-shirt. So yep. that would be number one for me. A good, well-fitted t-shirt, whether that's a white one or a colored one, but mm-hmm. one that you're going to take care of and again, can wear it dressy or casual. I would also say a really nice short sleeve shirt, right? One that you can leave
okay.
untucked.
Yeah.
Again, because I'm trying to like find those items that you can bridge the gap between casual or dressy. So imagine, you know, you could wear the t-shirt and throw the shirt over the top and have it kind of double as a jacket if you want to, or wear it as a shirt and with shorts and have it be a little bit more dressy, but, you know, with that warm weather gear. I would also say, you talked about this as well, Bruce, jeans, mm-hmm. Lighten them. So like yeah. you said, if you like a white jean, then go ahead and do it. But I think maybe switch down to a light wash for the season is probably a good one. And you already mentioned knitwear. So yeah. those are kind of a couple of the essentials, I think, for guys for this time of year. And you talked about lighter colored shoes as well. So whether that's a white sneaker mm-hmm. or maybe think outside the box and gray,
yeah.
which is going to, I think it's going to go well with lots of different items in the wardrobe
right.
and not going to get quite dirty quite so easy if you right. so if you're not bougie like Bruce and want to spend money, you know, updating your white sneaker every season, because let's face it, that's not very sustainable, then I would go with a gray or a navy.
I have a great cleaner. Remember, I have a really good cleaner too. That's
right,
not
but not everybody
expensive.
Can afford to change their sneakers every
I said
year.
A good cleaner, like a really yeah. good cleaner to clean sneakers, right?
I know.
And you don't have to buy new sneakers. You can just clean mm-hmm. them.
There you go.
Yeah. So anyway, so that's, does anybody else have anything to add to the guys' list?
No, I think that's the knitwear pieces. Oh, see, for me, it's the knitwear piece. Like mm-hmm. my husband shows up, like we'll go to head out and he's wearing like a heavy wool sweater. And I'm like, no, you can't wear that heavy wool in April.
But I like it.
I know, right? So we're branching right. out with him. And yeah. this is yeah. actually, although I recently was told that his closet is the situation of the cobbler's children having no shoes. Because he's like, I need some new clothes. Gosh, if only I knew someone. So we're actually in the process of updating his spring wardrobe as we speak.
Perfect.
So, I like
maybe
it.
We can yeah. do an update. And you've done that then.
Yeah, mm-hmm. we got him a great Travis Matthews shirt. That's a really good brand, I think.
Yeah,
you know,
I think
you, know, you mentioned it.
Good quality, not going to break the bank, washes well, wears well, mm-hmm. and lightweight for breathability. Right. So yeah, that's it. That's a great brand. So anyway,
all right,
let's move on to the ladies. Who wants to go first?
Since Stacey has so much on her list.
I'll say it before and I'll say it again. You've got to make sure that your white shirts are not yellow under the arms. That is mm-hmm. my number one thing when it comes into warm weather is, mm-hmm. you know, sometimes stuff comes out over the winter and you get I'm sorry, pit stains. And that's just not cute on anybody. So that's my number one thing.
We appreciate that PSA for your five essentials. Don't have pit stains. Thanks. Thanks.
I learned that in second grade.
Essential is thanks a to good, a nun. Crisp white t-shirt.
Like, yeah,
you can
for
do
sure.
so much with a good crisp white t-shirt. Yeah. So to me, that's the essential. But mm-hmm. if you have a gross white tee, you need to update yeah. it. So that's kind of yeah. my thing.
And a also great for place me, for basics right now, I think they have a really good quality dressy, or they're not even like necessarily dressy, they're just really good quality as Proto 101.
Mm-hmm.
I really yeah. like their tees.
Mm-hmm. We
I
also
have
got
tried
some,
their tea.
Yeah, we also no. got some really great quality tees from Gap this time around as well.
Oh, we did. So yes. Just,
yeah.
Yes.
So nice, thick, good quality. So, all right.
And
so, t-shirt.
I was recently in a closet that had some really good Uniqlo tees for women.
Oh, there. So, okay.
Okay.
Yep.
All right.
All right. That's so, what do we got to go with those t-shirts? So, I'm going to run through mine real quick while you guys come up with your list.
I have my list.
Okay. Well, I'm going to go with.
Yeah, yeah.
A dress. And so I don't mean a little black dress, depending on what your lifestyle is like. But I always think, you know, a dress, whether your style is midi, maxi or short, mm-hmm. in a kind of t-shirt or a cotton fabric that's yeah. easy and breezy. You can roll it up if you're traveling. It's easy to take care of. But obviously, as Stacey talked about once before, it has its own built-in air conditioning. So a dress is good. I always think a wide leg pant is also a really great essential for the spring, summer. Again, you can dress it up or you can dress it down. Mm-hmm. Depending on body shape, depends on how wide you go. So for somebody who is, you know, an inverted triangle, the wider the better. But as you flip that over, you might want to go a little narrower and maybe crop the trousers up. But I think wide leg pant is great. Beck's already talked about the t-shirts, whether that's a white t-shirt or a colored one, but good quality that's going to stand up through the season. I would also throw a shirt in there as well. So something in a breathable fabric, whether it is a linen or poplin. Thank you.
Yep.
Because I think, you know, again, you can throw that over a t-shirt. You can wear it on its own. You can put it over a dress and tie it. So I think you're adding some flexibility into your wardrobe with mm-hmm. that. And then a really nice sandal. And I'm going to laugh about this one because sandal, Bruce and I had this conversation on Saturday. I just am not a fan of sandals on me. But I think if you can find one in a kind of brown or a gold, because gold goes with pretty much anything, is a great essential to have.
I think we found Pamela a sandal that's going to work for her, though.
Ooh.
We'll see. I'm not, like I say, flats and it's not closed toe. So, you know, we'll see. So those things I think are like the base ones. And then I would also throw, again, for women, lightweight knits on top of that, maybe a trench coat if we're in, you know, a climate like ours, and some kind of lightweight jacket, you know, because sometimes it gets a little cooler in the evenings. Yeah. And if you're not somebody
about the denim
likes
jacket for women for the spring.
I still love it.
But I do too.
Yeah.
You can't go wrong with the denim jacket. No, let's be honest.
You can't. But there's also, if you're, you know, if you feel like denim jacket is a bit of a hark back to whatever era, you know, there are some great lightweight moto jackets around at the moment. So mm-hmm. that's another alternative, especially if that's more your, if you want something a little edgier, the moto jacket might be a better fit for you. Okay. And if you're not a fan of dresses, consider a skirt. Switch it out. Again, AC. All right, Stacey, what you got?
Well, thanks everybody for taking a few of mine. But alas, alack, you did not take them all.
Good. What you got for us?
The number one thing on my list is a new bra. That's right, folks.
True essential.
Get one that is close to your skin tone for the new season to wear your lighter shirts and mm-hmm. your, you know, the tops that you're going to be wearing, the t-shirts you're going to be wearing, etc. So
I like that, Stacey.
And while you're there, go ahead and get sized. Don't be self-conscious. These women do not care. They have seen it all. So just get her done. the other thing that I had, so you said pants, wide leg. I specifically was like linen pants, but mm-hmm. yes. Mm-hmm. Also, a straw bag.
You're right.
I love myself a straw bag, whether it's a huge tote that you're bringing to the beach or using it for groceries and then you don't have to carry another bag like to pick up a few items, or whether it's a small little one. I love myself a straw bag. Yeah, I'm letting my East Coast preppy come through, but you know what? by God, I don't care.
I'm sorry, they don't make straw fanny packs, so I'm out.
Well, and if you're not into straw bags, then maybe just pick a lighter colored bag, whether it's a bone or a white or something like that, or soft pink or blush, in the style that suits you. Because Stacey looks great with a straw bag, but it wouldn't be me, and it wouldn't be some, you know.
But a big oversized one for the beach, yeah, I do like that aesthetic. Yeah. That's just, that to me, that's more of a one-off than a... like everyday thing.
Okay. Well, some of us are headed to the lake, so that's an essential. Also, the other thing that I would say is for accessories. Yeah, my very fancy lake.
My very fancy lake house. I go.
All right. What was your?
It's so not fancy. The other thing is lightening up your accessories. You know, I find that there are certain pieces that I wear and layer in the fall and winter, and so like I lighten up the jewelry that I wear and the accessories that I wear generally for the spring, summer. And it's an opportunity to play with some lighter earrings and some color and that kind of thing.
An essential portable fan.
Well, I mean, you think that I don't have one?
I think we've all got one. If we're going down that road, sunglasses and sunscreen.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Sunscreen.
Yeah. I have a new kind of facial moisturizer that I adore called Coco Kind, COCOKIND. And it is a 30 SPF. It is a physical block, but it leaves no white residue.
What?
It is fantastic. Yeah. Okay. I really like it. So that's my new thing for the season. That's a daily moisturizer, too, by the way, not a sunscreen only. So,
I'm quite
happy with it.
I don't really need moisturizer.
Okay.
Lucky you.
You do. And you need sunscreen because, just because you have darker pigmentation does not mean you cannot get skin cancer.
No.
So, yes, please.
I put something on my face. SPF. I put the skin thing on every single day.
Great. The skin thing. I love
that. You put an SPF on?
Mm-hmm. I do.
Yeah. No, you probably should. Okay.
I do every single day.
All right, let's take this lecture off the air. but really what it comes down to is lightening and brightening your wardrobe because it is getting lighter and brighter out there. So the fabrications, the colors, all of it should be lighter and comfortable.
And yourself.
And yourself. Lighten up, people.
Lighten up, people.
All right.
It's spring.
With that, if you have some questions and you want to know more about the brands that we were talking about or the stores, guess what? You can contact us by going to our website, michaelbruceimageconsulting.com. Or again, go to Instagram to michaelbruceic. Send us a note.
There you go. We're here for you.
Exactly. Keep it stylish.
All right. Essential.
Bye, everybody.
See you guys.
Bye.
If you like what you're listening to and want to learn more about the team, get some great style inspiration and useful style tips on how to elevate your personal style, you can follow them on Instagram at Michael Bruce IC. That's Instagram at Michael Bruce IC. Thanks for listening.